You can shape Afghan policy around the lessons of Vietnam, or you can learn from recent history in Afghanistan itself. And that's a wiser, more useful course, according to New Yorker writer Steve Call. His book, Ghost Wars, charted the history of U.S. involvement in Afghanistan from the Soviet invasion in 1979 up to 9/11. And he covered the country as the Soviet occupation ended in the late 1980s. Steve Call joins us now. Welcome.
Thank you.
You have a blog post on the New Yorker website this week titled Gorbachev Was Right, and you're talking about the Soviet exit strategy from a deteriorating war in Afghanistan. What did Gorbachev get right?
He did two things, essentially. One was he Afghanized his military strategy by building up and deploying Afghan security forces to replace Soviet combat troops. But the second thing he did was that he had a vision of regional stability and political reconciliation. He didn't seek a military solution. He sought a political and diplomatic solution supported by military means. And now it's a different context. The government and the partners that he had in Afghanistan were discredited by their brutality and by their misplaced communist ideology that Afghans had rejected. But even so, he succeeded until the Soviet Union collapsed, and then this strategy also collapsed.
Collapsed in utter failure. I mean, there was a brutal civil war, and President Najibullah was tortured, killed, strung up in the streets.
He
not
was
exactly
eventually
a model of what we would want to see happen.
Right. Well, but the cause and effect has to do, I think, primarily with the Soviet Union's failure. In the end of the Soviet Union in 1991 changed the political dynamic in Afghanistan.
And the strategy that the Soviets were pursuing, as you describe it, was sort of an ink spot strategy, similar to what's being talked about now. In other words, control urban centers, the countryside, maybe that goes back to the Taliban if it's not already, but it's the urban centers and the roads that connect them that are key.
It's an interesting comparison because the Soviet strategy to focus on cities was one of necessity, and they didn't have the creative doctrine of counterinsurgency that's now prominent in the United States. But nonetheless, I traveled in Afghanistan extensively at that time, and they had all of these island cities that were very well defended, and behind the walls of those defenses, many thousands of Afghans lived securely. There were many women in the workforce, women in schools. And from that sort of archipelago of cities, the president would reach out and push out through political negotiations to try to bring more people into his fold. And we have to wait and see what General McChrystal exactly has in mind. But the tea leaves suggest that there's some similar vision enhanced by the greater credibility that the United States and international forces now enjoy in Afghanistan, and enhanced as well by a more sophisticated approach to politics and development than Soviet communism was generally able to bring to bear.
You talk about this strategy that we've been discussing, this ink spot strategy, as being the best of a series of bad military choices. No good ones.
That's certainly how I see it. I think it's a way to think about the big interest that the United States has at stake in this war. One is its own security, the resilience of al-Qaeda, and how you continue to contain al-Qaeda's ambitions. And the other is a region where the patterns of failure and instability and extremism that produced 9/11 cannot recur. And I do think that a stable, if not idealized, Afghan state is necessary to pursue those interests. So then you reach the question, well, then what is the role of American investments and military forces in the achievement of that stability? The answer can't be, we're going to occupy every square meter of Afghanistan. It has to be led by politics and a broader, more patient vision of regional stability, much as in his own time, in his own way, and I don't mean to overdraw the comparison, Gorbachev visualized as part of his exit strategy.
Steve Call, thank you very much.
Thank you, Melissa.
New Yorker writer Steve Call is the author of Ghost Wars. He's also president of the nonpartisan think tank, the New America Foundation.